Find me, feed me.
This is Mary Jane
and Tiffany the Left.
And we're from PiratePods.com here at Chasers with Mystery Hangup.
My name is Bizu and I'm the guitarist and keyboardist.
Hi, my name is Maribel. I play bass.
Hi, I'm Kat. I am the singer and the guitarist.
And my name is Lux. I'm the drummer.
You make me. Ooh, crazy kid unborn. You can't fix the machine.
So you guys are about ready to go on tour. Is there anything you're really looking forward to? How are you guys getting ready for this?
We're pumped up.
We're
really pumped up.
This is our second night on the tour here at Chasers. We're really excited to see different scenes again in different areas and meet up with our musicians that we made friends with last summer. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a good time.
And where are you looking forward to going to?
We're looking forward to going to San Francisco.
We always look forward to going to San Francisco because they have our favorite pizza place, Victor's Pizza.
Yeah.
We tell everybody about it.
And then
we tell them to go say hi to Victor for us, but they don't know Victor like passed away a long time ago. So it's really funny, but yeah, San Francisco.
All right, well, how did you guys come up with the name of your band and how'd you like all get started in music?
Well, you know what? We actually came up with the name way back a while ago when we actually had a lot of people prank calling us, and so we were just like, you know what, this is a message, this is a sign, you know, we're having a lot of mystery hang-ups, so let's just call it Mystery Hang-up. We were like, yeah, that's how we got the name, Mystery Hang-up. Yeah, and it looks like everybody loves that name, or it's just really unique. No one has heard, you know, no one's heard anything like it, so really, we're good.
And you were living all together at the time?
Yeah, Kat, Lux, and I are sisters, actually. So we've been living ever since we were born.
We haven't kicked one of the other out yet.
Like,
we're not sick of each other yet.
So, yeah.
Maribel just came on board with us.
Yeah, a couple days ago. So this is exciting for me because, you know, they have really complex songs and it's a challenge, but I'm excited. I've been a fan of theirs for a while, so I'm really stoked. Yeah.
Well, so I was actually wondering, because you guys did just get a new bassist, and I read that the last one didn't know how to play bass when she joined. So what do you guys look for in musicians?
Well, we look into like more someone who has a passion for music, and also someone who's really creative within what they want to do. And I think creativity has to play a big role into like being a musician and stuff like that. But yeah, someone that's passionate, someone that knows that, you know, music is, if it's something that they want to do, to go all out and for it. Someone that's responsible. Obviously, we need to have someone that's responsible. So, but yeah, those are some of the qualities that we look for our bassist, I guess. Yeah.
And you mentioned creativity. I haven't seen you play live, but I saw some of your videos, and you guys are very dramatic, sometimes masks or feathers and all dressed up. So what kind of things inspire you with your costumes?
Well, you know what? Kat is actually the one that has started the whole inspiration thing with the costumes and like the makeup. She's the one who actually does a lot more than either one of us, huh, Kat?
I think so.
Yeah.
So what inspires you, Kat?
What inspires you to paint my face? Well, I guess it first started, I was really depressed at the time when I started, so I would paint my face to represent what mood I was in. So that's where it all started, and then, you know, it turned into colors after that. Went from black to red and green.
And do you just wear that when you're performing or sometimes around town?
I like to wear it only when I'm performing because I feel like when I'm performing, I can really be myself. It's a special occasion that I do. It's like treating myself. So whenever it's like an art. So whenever I'm on a show, I'm treating myself to vanilla ice cream with it's a banana split ice cream to me. So yeah, only when on shows.
Well, I also read that you, Lux, are working on getting the world's fastest drumming record.
I am, because I set a record, what was it, last year, 4 feet in the female division. But there's this thing where like the males are always separated from the females. So I wanna break that and possibly become the world's fastest drummer, period. So I'm actually working on that right now. Right now I'm at like 1,000 single strokes on just hands, and I'm working on feet right now. But I've got till January of next year, so I'm really working on it.
Those guys better watch out.
I know, those guys better.
They've got something. Well, how do you like practice for that? Do you just like go at your drums, or is there like...
It's kind of a different kind of practice because it's a lot of speed and it's very technical too. Like you have to be really precise, like with like the wrist movement or anything. If you like alter the way your drumming, it can affect like how fast you're playing. So it's kind of a different, it's more technical like speed drumming. So yeah, it is a different kind of like practice that I do. Yeah.
Well, since you guys are an all-female rock band, from your experience playing, do you feel like you have something additional to prove in rock music?
Who wants to go first?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, my past experience has always been to play with males, and this is my first experience playing with all females. And I just think it's just extra exciting because it's just, you know, not only do you show up and you have more of a presence, and it's, I think it's a little more intimidating. You still have those jerks that... you know, have their prejudices about female musicians and performance, but every one of these females rocks out, like, if not as hard, even more hard than any male that I've seen, you know, in my experience in playing music. And I mean, it's not so much something to prove, it's just kind of like you let the music speak for itself, you know. It's exciting, it's cool, it's something to be proud of for sure.
And what did your parents say when you went into having an all-girls band and hit the road?
Well, you know what? You know what? Actually, when we were young, Kat was the one that started the whole music thing. She was so passionate about singing and making music. So, like, I think our dad bought her first amp when she was probably like 12, maybe. And then from there, she was just like, yeah, Dad, I want to make my own band and stuff. And then... Lux went in with the drums, and she didn't want to play drums at first. Lux hated the drums, but she ended up loving it after all. I mean, obviously. And then after that, I tagged along with like the keyboard playing. But we used to play Mexican regional music, kind of, or you know, that type of like cumbias, baladas, you know, Mexican music. After that, it transformed into like Cranberries. Like Kat was introduced to Cranberries, Radiohead, and all that stuff. So then we changed it. And we completely got out of our music, the Mexican music scene, and we went into like the rock kind of a scene. So yeah, it's nice.
Your lyrics sometimes are about, you know, like social injustices or gender inequalities. And so I'm just wondering, what do you expect, or what would you like your listeners to get out of your music?
I would like, especially on both sides, the men to be more conscious and the women to be more stronger. And right now I know it's both ways, where the men do get abused by women, so I can't really, you know, bash on the guys, but it's just more strength and respect for both sexes. And awareness on what's going on outside of the U.S., you know, what's going on in Africa, what's going on in Mexico, and just, you know, check out websites that give you more information. And I just want empowerment of women. We played before at a couple of shows, and I get women, you know, girls are like, your lyrics, they inspire me to move on, you know, and people who've gone through experiences that I sometimes speak about. So it's really good to hear that they're getting inspired and become a little more stronger with by hearing us perform on stage. It's really good.
Why do you play to hurt me? Why do you play to hurt me? Why are you only what you choose to be? Now you are inside the flame. Your sick eyes, you will be in vain. You're invisible, invisible, quietly.
I think you had a benefit that you played for domestic abuse.
Yes, Anti-V-Day. Yes, we played at Anti-V-Day at Gesera in Long Beach. It was a really good show. We were honored to be there because, you know, abuse in the Mexican family with machismo, it can run a bit, a lot, you know. And we've experienced it as, you know, with our dad. But now things have changed. You know, in the Mexican families and with friends that we have and stories that we hear. So, you know, it was to be playing at events like that, it's very honorable, and it means a lot to us.
Well, you guys also played for an awareness for hepatitis C. So how do you feel about pairing music with social causes?
I think it's music, art, anything has to go. I think social causes, political, it just mixes with music very well. It's like has to be done. I think it's like an obligation, a responsibility for anybody who has like the resources, who has the voice, like you guys, you know, TV, radio, artist, painter, whatever. They have the responsibility to bring some awareness, you know, to talk about an issue and hopefully bring some light into it.
Well, are you guys working on new material now, and what can your fans expect from you guys?
We are. We're working on new material, both English and Spanish rock. So we're planning on taking our 5-song EP of Spanish rock. Do want a tour in Mexico to promote that, so we're working on both English and Spanish right now, so we should have Maribel has a lot of work to do.
Like 7 songs, and so I'm excited though. I'm always, you know, I'm up for the challenge. I'm very lucky to be here with these ladies, so I'm excited for whatever they have planned.
Maribel, she definitely impressed us. I mean, within a couple of days she learned like pretty much our whole set list, you know, wow. Our song list. So,
and played our tour kickoff show
like yesterday night.
So you guys have been nominated and earned a couple of awards. Is there a certain title that you'd really like to have?
Certain title.
Awesomest, raddest, rocking, educational female band. There you go.
Best band ever.
No, if they had a title besides, you know, best punk, best alternative rock band, you know, best, you know, besides that, another title to go with, yeah, like educational, best, you know, conscious, you know, like political, or best, like, you know, strong female, you know, band, yeah. Or, you know what I mean, or best, like, you know, whatever, something besides like punk,
yeah.
Or like, you know,
anything that relays a positive message, because yeah. I feel the aggressiveness of this music, because I've been a fan for a while, always, you know, was it just seemed like the message was conveyed in a very assertive manner, but it was still positive. The message is always positive. Like she said, motivating, you know, females, you know, people of poverty or whomever in a positive light, but it's done aggressively to where kind of, you know, it does get into your skull and you do feel it. And whether even if you don't even speak Spanish, the songs that are with Spanish lyrics, the music itself just kind of makes you feel something a little different and kind of puts you in a different mindset, which is, you know, again, why I'm excited to be here. Yeah, so.
So I always ask my musicians the same 3 questions at the end of our interviews. And the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Instead of saying, you know, hands correctly, we say Hans. my hands are tired, you know. My hands are tired, but we say Hans a lot. Actually, Kat came up with that word, so it's really popular in our band.
Fancy. It sounds really fancy, actually. I think I might start using that.
We also have if you want to say something like a little bit, you know, turn the volume up just a little bit. We go turn it up just a hair. Yeah, we also have that.
We also like to change our accent, pretend like we're from somewhere else, like the zoo. No, I'm kidding. Wait, wrong accent. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we like to just goof around. We're really funny.
All right, and what's everyone's drink of choice?
Well, you know what? Mine actually is Diet Coke. I'm addicted to Diet Coke, and I need to go to rehab.
Sounds like a serious problem for sure. I actually am probably the only one that actually drinks, so I like Guinness and Newcastle and Boddington's. It's a long list, so you might want to skip me.
Ooh, I love fresh squeezed orange juice, especially if the oranges are from my backyard tree.
Yeah, I like anything that's fruity, like mucho mango from like Arizona, or like anything from Jamba Juice, like peach passion. Like that's so good. I just love like fruity like drinks like that. So.
Okay, how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
I don't wear it, but I like it. I've had, actually when I was small, I used to get my mom's eyeliner and just
paint all over my face. So I think I've been dramatized ever since then. So I look like a clown with eyeliner. So I don't wear it, no, but I think the girls
I can't leave the house without it. I've been wearing eyeliner since I was like 14. It's like a love-hate relationship, but, you know, it's fun. You know, it's nice.
I love eyeliner. It's they're my paintbrushes.
Me too. I love eyeliner. The one I use is waterproof. What is it too? Like smudge resistant? I don't know. Snow weatherproof. Fire resistant. What else is out there? flame retardant. What do they call that? Yeah, we love it.
And how do you get it off?
We don't. I sleep with it on. Did I tell you guys? I sleep with my eyeliner.
Sometimes I do too if we get home at 3 in the morning.
Okay, and we're piratepods.com, and we like to end our podcast with a pirate R or an impression of some sort.
All right, ready? We'll do R. 1, 2, 3. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
R! Thank you. Awesome.